Tony McIntyre is Orangeville Prep head basketball coach. He is also president and CEO of Nike Bounce Basketball and the director of basketball operations at the Athlete Institute. This is a man who saw Jamal Murray develop, saw him as a younger player. We're very pleased to be joined by Tony McIntyre. Tony, thank you so much for joining us. Look, I mentioned Jamal. It's not as if he's just burst on the scene. He's you know, clearly been one of the best young players in the NBA. It's still, I think, largely because of where he plays. You know, people, it's not always in the front of mind. That certainly has changed, though, in this postseason, hasn't it? Like, he has really become, to me, he might be one of the 10 best players in the game. I mean, I'll just say it.
No, I absolutely agree. I think, thank goodness this bubble happened. I think a lot of people are paying attention to, you know, what's happening in that bubble. And he, you know, I'm going to say he's breaking out, but he's been doing it. And, you know, probably should have been an all-star the last two seasons. And I think now is kind of catapulted past just being an all-star into superstar status.
Tony, can you, one of the things that human scouting as his general rule, sort of one of the hardest things to do both in athletics and in life, you know? That's why there's probably a 50% divorce rate, let's be honest. So I wonder from your perspective, like in someone like Jamal's basketball journey, like when do you, like you've obviously had a lot of good players, but when do you know like someone like him is not just a good player, but like a potentially first round pick, potentially transcended kind of guy? Like I'd love you to give our audience just a sense of, his development and maybe when you knew he's just a different player than other great players around him.
I think it goes, as a guy that's been around the game for a long time, I think you obviously see it. You see talent in kids. You see Jamal was a little bit different, and the kids that tend to go on to, you know, be great college basketball players and then into the NBA are just a little bit different. Their work ethic, the mental preparation, their dedication to the game, their commitment to not look for outside influences and really lock in was evident with Jamal. You know, he'd spend late nights in our gym with his father Roger coming up here, his workouts, his meditation sessions. He'd be shooting free throws in the dark. He was just built different. He was really, everyone says it and it sounds cliche, but he was built for these moments. He wants the big shot. He wants to be in a situation where he's the underdog and down and prove that he could come back, and he strives on that. And he's always, strived on that. And you see him do this since, 9th, 10th, 11th grade in big moments. I think the turning point for him was probably a breakout at Nike Hoop Summit out in Portland where he was MVP. And, just kind of had a coming out party there. And then you knew it was just a matter of time. He was going to go to Kentucky for a year and be in the NBA and be able to start to show everybody just how good he is.
Tony, I always love asking guys who coached players this, but when you watch Jamal now, when you're watching a game on TV, what are the things that tell you that he's going to have one of those really good games or that it might be a little off tonight?
I think with Jamal, I mean, you look at last night and you look at, in these series when he was down 3-1, there's just a look in his eye, and there's a certain point, like when I see Jamal, hit a fadeaway three and give the bench a look, I know, like, if he gets his hands on this ball, I've seen this look so many times. I just know that the next one's going in and the next one's going in and he wants the next one. And last night was kind of one of those nights, when he got tangled up with LeBron and you saw him kind of jawing back and forth with LeBron and they called the flagrant on him, I knew, like, oh, this is at some point tonight he's going to go off just because he's built for this and he wants that challenge and that matchup, and he's on that stage now.
One of the things that's really interesting, and I want to, Tony, get your perspective on this, and I imagine you believe it too. There's a lot of guys will sort of use being slighted or sort of the whole mantra, nobody believes in me, nobody believes in us. And I think sometimes that works, and sometimes, let's be honest, it's just pure cliche. But I do think that there is something to being from Canada and not being part of like the U.S. AAU circuit or being tab when you're like 13, 12, 14, 15 years old as the next LeBron. And I know Jamal has talked about this, but like I buy it. I buy great high school players from Canada going into college and then going into the pros feeling with a little bit of a chip on their shoulder that Canadian basketball is as good as U.S. basketball. And I wonder from your perspective, have you seen Jamal sort of use that, talk about that to fuel him to where he is now?
I think in general, I think, you know, Canadian basketball players, when they go off to college or in the NBS, you know, have that chip on their shoulder. And, you know, you're always compared to, but, you know, if you, and Jamal was one of the first to kind of stop the trend of players going to the States for high school and came up here to Orangeville. And that was always something that we fought against, of trying to get into the better tournaments, trying to get Jamal and Thon against the best players down in the U.S. And it was always something where it's like, hey, even from a ranking standpoint, you know, the American scouting services aren't going to rank Canadian players that play in Canada. They'll only rank a Canadian player if he plays at a U.S. school. So for that, it's kind of you end up with that chip on your shoulder. But I think as a Canadian, it's always, you know, the expectations are a little bit different, and there's not as high expectations for a Canadian player, even though I think, you know, talented-wise and numbers-wise, we're producing them at a very high rate right now of very, very good players coming from Canada performing in the NBA.
Tony, really good of you to join us. Congratulations on what on your role in developing Jamal, and it sure is fun watching him, and we appreciate you joining us.
No, thanks for having me on, and I love doing this and promoting these young ballers, and, you know, hopefully we can keep this up.